Blog Talk Radio.
Cutting my music. This is The Outsiders, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Hills the Best. My great co-host, Mr. Prez, currently not with us. He will join us shortly here on The Outsiders, as we're going to talk a little bit of UE action, and we're live on our Twitter feed as well. If you're following us on Twitter, we're live on Twitter right now. The Outsiders, Hills the Best, and Prez, like I said, in his absence right now, is we're just going to take a look at the UE Week 2 and Week 3 matchups, seeing what's been taking place in Week 2 the following, and see what's going to happen in Week 3. Let's go ahead and run down some of the scores from Week 2. Last night, Jets, Bills in a lopsided affair, 31-13. The Jets look like they are in total rebuild situation right now. Coach RFS looks very disappointed right now in the team. He has a young quarterback in Mr. Hackenberg, but they are in a bad way right now. A lot of young players, he likes a lot of speed, but that talent is very slim right now on offense. Defense side of the ball, they have a lot of studs, but offensively, they're not getting the job done, and they are currently 0-2, but it is still only 2 games in the season. 2 beatdowns, only combined 23 points in the first 2 matchups. Other big game, a lopsided affair once again, the 49ers dismantling the Carolina Panthers, 47-13. The crowd was booing as Coach Sifu and his troops trotted off the field. It's going to be disappointing for them. They host Minnesota Vikings. Yours truly, we head into Carolina tonight in a big win, big game for the Carolina Panthers. They lose this game, they'd be 0-3. They don't want to go 0-3 because the winner of that Falcons and Saints game will be 2-1. You don't want to get too far behind in the division early in the season. So the Panthers have a lot of work to do. Offense can look uncomfortable, and they look very out of sync. The entertaining game last night, it took place between the Bengals and the Steelers. So Black came out on top. Black and the Bengals is continuing on trucking along. And he will be a fourth, as I have said, all season. And the Bengals are currently 2-0, as we expect them to contend for the AFC North, and some even expect to win. In a good game there, a good halftime game earlier today, the Giants and Saints. The Saints and Giants had a shootout in the first half, and the Saints didn't score in the second half, but the Giants continue on scoring in a blowout affair, 47-25, as Coach Smooth, got his Giants to play very well. Early in week 2 matchup, Miami and the Patriots, 42-31. Patriots with a valid comeback as the game was out of hand, and the Patriots did fight back, so that might show up signs of improvement for the rest of the season for the Patriots. Season as the Chiefs goes on the road and win 27-10 in Houston. And the Texans are in a bad way right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the Texans are not just 0-2 against the Bears and Chiefs, and 0-2 at home. So now they have 8 more road games, 6 home games, and they're currently 0-2 at home. Not a good way to start the season in Houston, as they had high hopes of maybe contending for the AFC South, but they're in trouble early. Another game with the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns, as they took center stage in Cleveland at the Dog Pound. Coach KT and those Browns looking very impressive once again. Logan Thomas is slinging that football around for Coach KT. He had 4 more touchdowns. That's a 6 touchdown performance, 10 touchdowns in 2 games. And that's what KT usually do. Corey Coleman is doing what he does. And this is what KT likes. He likes fast receivers, big tight ends, and Kobe Fleener. And now he has both of them at his disposal. And those Browns are looking very potent on offense. as they are featured in our game of the week in week three, but we'll talk about that in just a bit. Seahawks and Rams in the NFC West matchup. The Seahawks took care of the Rams with a big fourth quarter. It was 12-10, I think, going to the fourth quarter, if I'm not mistaken, and 17 unanswered points in the fourth quarter for the Seahawks. Got in the win, made it a little bit bigger than what it was, 29-10 in a defensive game. Rams are struggling big time on offense. Coach Dude is going to have to get that team turned around quickly. They're in Los Angeles in the City of Stars. They're going to have to get it done, or the Stars will not come out and support that Rams franchise. Tampa Bay and Arizona, and Perez did what he does best, ran the score up on the Tampa Bay Bucks as the Bucks couldn't get off the bus as famous Jameis, threw five interceptions. He only completed 12 passes, just showing David Johnson caused havoc on the ground once again. A buck 78, two touchdowns, and a winning effort for the Arizona Cardinals. That defense is looking better and better every week in the new scheme with Coach Perez. Jaguars and Chargers. Jaguars won 44-20 over the Chargers, and Coach Ray, good situation for him, I think. The people in San Diego is very excited to see this hire. Well, last year, the Chargers did not have a very good owner throughout the years. Ray will bring stability to this franchise, give him time. I think he'll have the San Diego Chargers competing towards season 3 and season 4. Give Coach Ray a little time. It's going to take a little bit of it for this team to succeed. Now, a matchup that I am very surprised with, Falcons over the Raiders. The Raiders are abysmal on offense, 14 points for this team. They cannot get it going. They're not getting a lot of points scored. The defense is playing good football, but there's only so much you can do. David Carr turns the football over. Latavius Murray is not gaining yards. 14 carries for 23 yards. That's 1 yard per carry. If you want to round it up and be nice, that's almost 2 yards per carry, 1.6. It's starting to be a problem. It's grumblings going on already in Oakland about Coach Gold's offensive scheme. They're wondering, can they get more points, enough points to win games, because they are a very, very, very tough situation right now. The Raiders are 0-2, something no one expected starting the season. And the last game that has been played thus far, Packers and Vikings. Vikings in a big way over the Packers, 44-9, the biggest lopsided victory of the week. And the Vikings defense tallied up 9 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, 2 interceptions, and 2 defensive touchdowns in that matchup. It was an impressive performance for the Minnesota Vikings in that Week 2 matchup. And that is a look at the Week 2 conclusions of the matchups. Like I said, this is The Outsiders. I'm your host, Hills the Best, with my co-host, Prez. Not in the building right now. I'm not quite sure where he's at, but he's not in the building. And we'll definitely get him on the show as quickly as possible. Excuse me, as I took a little sip of the Kool-Aid. Shout out to Kool-Aid Jammers. Off the Vault know what I'm talking about. One of our very best sponsors here and UE. Now let's go ahead and look at a Week 3 matchup. That's what we're going to do today. And my co-host, he is getting himself situated. He is sitting down at the desk. He is putting on his drapey, Arizona Red drapey. He is getting himself together, and we should have him in quite shortly. Mr. Fred, can you hear me? Talk when you're ready to go, brother, as we see you putting your head to this on right now as we speak.
Good afternoon, sir. I apologize. Traffic was a beast today. I can't believe folks don't know how to drive on this hump day. But how you doing, Hill?
I'm doing well, brother. We just went through the Week 2 matchups. Going to just take a little quick dive into Week 3, Prez. You haven't missed much. We're just going through and letting the people know what's been going on in the Week 2 matchups. Let's dive into Week 3. There's no use of sitting back talking about a week that's almost done. Let's get into Week 3. Week 3 matchup, 0-2 Texans, 0-2 Patriots, Prez. who do you got getting off of the slide with the finally getting their first victory of the season, and who you have going 0-3, ditto or carry, in this matchup?
Oh, absolutely, it would be the New England Patriots. I don't know if you guys watch that ball club, but it just seems like a ball club in disarray. So I'm going to absolutely take the Texans to absolutely break the donut this week. Believe it or not, he'll fight because he showed some fight in his last game, but it won't be enough. He'll fall short this week, 41-24.
I'm going to go the opposite way. The Texans have shown me no life at home. Their coach is frustrated. He recently got into it in a press conference with one of the local reporters. It was a very ugly scene from Coach Ditto. It was a very ugly scene. Ditto, excuse me. It was a very bad scene. That's not him. I've never seen him act that way. The Texans are in a bad way, Chris. After that press conference, I don't know how many wins it's going to be in that ball club. That locker room might be lost already after the first two losses. I like Kerry at home. I like the Patriots, 31-17. Texans are just in a bad way. They was very upset after that game. I never thought I would see that. Caught knows that Bills, Prayers, and Ty, two good old friends, both 2-0. Good starts for both teams. Prayers, what are you expecting in this matchup with one of your good friends?
We'll give you a public service announcement. Ty, if you ever call my phone twice in the same day to talk about this game, I know something. I will come to South Carolina, and I will grease you up. Don't call me trying to intimidate me, because that doesn't work. Those scare tactics, talking tough about what the Bills did in 16, does nothing for me. So what do I expect in this game? I expect a blowout by the Arizona Cardinals. We're going to punch them in the mouth, and we're going to hit them, and we're going to hit them hard, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Do I expect a good game? No.
Wow. Briz is expecting a tough win for the Cardinals as their first game away from the desert. The Cardinals defense is tough. I'm going to go with the Cardinals defense. I've seen something. Prez is cooking up something with their defensive coordinator. I see y'all are creating some exotic blitzes as well. So I think the Cardinals is going to get this win. I think it will be close, though, 31-24. Bills going to score at home. Ty just got something going with Watkins and those boys. Raiders and Titans, Prez, both of these teams will be 0-2 starting week 3. And we're both surprised that goal is 0-2. Who goes 0-3? Raiders at Titans, Golden Trap. Who you got in this matchup?
Believe it or not, I believe Gold will get caught in the trap. Hello, somebody. Sometimes you don't want to be caught in the trap after dark. You lock your doors. You're looking over
hello,
your shoulder.
Somebody.
And I don't think Gold Sticks know exactly where he is at the moment. So I expect Trap to come in and hit him quick. Hit him over the head quick, take his purse, take his wallet, whatever it takes, but leave the babies in the car and take the car, but he might have to take them all. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. I'm going to go with the Titans. You know, I have a very soft spot in my heart for the Tennessee Titans. I want to see this franchise win. They have a great fan base, great restaurants down there in Tennessee. Gold is in a bad way, Chris. You can't score. When you can't score, you can't win games. Doesn't matter how good your defense is. Eventually, you have to score. I like Tennessee in the post 21-12. Gold is kicking field goals in this matchup as him and Carr has to find out and get on the same page. Redskins and Giants, your good friend Spiffman. No, not Spiffman. Excuse me. Smooth, Ray Smooth against Billy. Who do you like in this matchup? It will be the 1-1 Redskins against the 2-0 Giants.
You know, I'm going to have to put my money on the kid. I'm going to go with Smooth. He's riding high right now. Life is good. Everything is good. He has worked hard, and he continues to work hard. And so he will play hard this week, and he'll beat the Washington Redskins just because he's riding on an emotional high. And sometimes that's all you need to help you get over the top. Hello, somebody. And he will win this game 31-21.
I have the Giants winning as well. Eli Manning, Beckham Jr. I like Ray Smooth. He's always been a potent offense. Him and Eli is on the same page quickly and early. Billy can't score early right now. Kirk Cousins is a joke. Let's just keep it honest. 24-14 Giants over the Redskins. UE game of the week. Browns, 2-0 Browns at 2-0 Dolphins. Tovar has been talking. He's been chirping. He's been tweeting. He's been doing everything he can to try to get into KT's head. They're playing at the event. Who do you have in UE game of the week? Browns at Dolphins. Chris.
It's funny you asked me this question because I was speaking to Spiffy earlier. We were in the chat room. And he said, Prez, I play KT when we advance. So he doesn't care who it is. He seems to be pumped up. It could be John Madden himself wanting to play the game. He's ready to go. But unfortunately, I'm going to pick the Browns in this game. The Browns will win this game, despite the excitement coming out of the Miami Dolphins organization. He will win. And when I say he will win, KT will win big because he doesn't like to be insulted at any point. So I expect KT to put a 40-burger up.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on this one. KT in Miami in 305, hello somebody. That's all you got to say. KT likes to have fun. He's a fun guy. He will throw that pigskin all around the football field. Like you said, KT don't like the jabs. He'll play around just a little bit, but he don't like that. He takes it personal every single time. It doesn't matter if it's number 1,000 in the league. He's going to take a shot at it. He takes it personal. I agree, a 40-burger. Cleveland will put up at least 45 in this game against the Dolphins. I like it 45-27. He'll score to try to make an 18-point game. It won't look bad, but KT will score 45. The Browns don't like to be insulted, and this might be something Tovar will learn from this as the playoffs is going to be through KT as well. Ravens and Jaguars. Yo, your good friend Jay Will, Fred, versus Squiddy, 0-2 versus 2-0. Is it any way Jay Will, which you said he's a top pick, will he get his first win against the Jaguars this week?
There's no chance in hell that he will win this game. And quite frankly, I don't see him winning 4 games this season. So this is not the one this year. So absolutely not. Squid will beat the brakes off him. Like the quote unquote the king of the jungle. Hello, somebody. He will always and never be the king of the jungle, even though he's San Diego.
Fred said he'll never let that live down. I agree, the Jaguars in a big way. Squid is trying to prove to me and Fred and the others that the Jaguars are a team you shouldn't pick early. He has a favorable schedule early. Chargers. I'm not quite sure he played in week one. I think he didn't even play his week one game. So, and now he has Jay Will. So he's getting a little momentum with this team, figuring out this team for his when he's getting a few scrimmage games before he sees a big matchup later on in the season. Let's continue on with these matchups. We have Lions at Packers. Will and Lace, two guys that they're not in a good way right now. Who you got in this matchup, Chris? Someone has to win the game, right?
Well, that's
the first ever tie?
No, I won't pick a tie because Will is playing. And that's a simple one. I'm going to pick Lace to break the streak. He will get on the winning ways against Will because, like I told Will in the chat yesterday, when you play him, he's already on autopilot. So don't you worry. Lace will win. It will be a tough matchup. Because Will is a scrappy guy.
Yeah.
When you think you got him, he keeps scrapping and he fights. But he don't have enough fight in that dog this week. He'll fall short.
Both of these my division opponents. I'm going to go with Will. I think Will, Lace is still trying to figure things out with Green Bay. Him and Aaron Rodgers are fighting over the playbook. A-Rod wants a little bit more vertical attack. Lace trying to kind of keep it the West Coast offense scheme. It's going to be take a little time to get that together. Will is scrappy, like you said. I agree. 14-9. I'm not going to waste a lot of time on those. 14-9, Will. He'll steal a touchdown late and to win the game. Broncos and Bengals. Austin Boss is he has played DJM tonight. That's the game of the week. So we don't know what his record will be. But Black is 2-0, Fred. We said it before the season. The Bengals is a quiet pick to make a very deep run in the AFC. They're 2-0 early in the season. Who do you got in this matchup? Broncos at Bengals. I kind of know where you're going to lean towards in this matchup.
I mean, you absolutely know where I'm going. I'm going to go with the Bengals in this. You want to know why? Not because I don't believe in Austin. But sometimes when you don't have a clue on what somebody want to do, it's a different game. A lot of people he has seen, he's been there before. That dance, he done danced with them at the previous dance. But now he's going to be tangoing with somebody that he has never tangoed with. And I do not expect the Broncos to come out victorious. He talked about trading Simeon. He wants to be a starting quarterback in UE. Well, you might want to hold on to him because you're going to lose your quarterback this week. That's word on the street.
Wow. And fans, this is why Frizz is a award-winning co-host. When you haven't seen someone you've never seen before, it's very difficult. And Black right now, he's played maybe 5 guys in this league before because we know him from the past league. A lot of guys haven't seen Black's style of play. And you got to know his style of play because he's not going to beat himself. Broncos, Austin is very risky. We know how he is. He talks a big game, puts himself in tough situations. So I like the Bengals as well. I like them 27-21 in that matchup. And let's continue on. We're going to continue on. Vikings, Panthers, Sifu, and myself, two good old friends, two good trash talking friends. Meet in Carolina, Vikings 2-0, and your good friend Sifu is 0-2 right now. Guaranteed a win. Who you got in this matchup?
Truth be told, I can't believe we're sitting here and going to have this conversation about this game. I'm being honest, and I told Sifu today. He's like, oh, yeah, I play heels. I said, okay, well, yeah, you should just go ahead and go on. Sometimes pride gets your ass kicked. You understand what I'm saying? So just walk away where you can. And so the Vikings will destroy the Carolina Panthers, and I mean absolute destroy them. I want to say somewhere in the range of 55-21.
Wow, that's. Cardale Jones has been struggling in offense. We call him CJ. He's been struggling mightily with the offense. He takes 7-step drops on 5, on 3-step drops. He's taking 4.5. We have to get him on point. But we feel like our defense will be solid. The Panthers didn't show much against Wade in that talentless 49ers defense. So we think we have some things that we can exploit. But Chiefu always has his game based on when he plays me. So I think Sequel will fight, and you kind of lit a fire under him. So we expect to win, at least by 14 in this matchup in Carolina with C.J. Scrubbing at quarterback.
I don't want to belabor the point, but listen, sometimes when that dog is 15 years old and you love the death, but he don't move like he used to, and he don't see
don't
like
do
he
it,
used Chris. To, but sometimes you got to send him to his happy place, and you got to put him out of his misery. I hate to say it. After tonight, you may euthanize the Carolina Panthers.
Brother, Sifu is, I know he is chomping at the bit when he sees those Cardinals out, they play on week 8 of the season. That should be a very interesting matchup. We're rushing these last matchups pretty quickly. Rams and Bucks, two teams that's not getting things done right now. I like the Rams in that matchup. I think the Rams will get it
absolutely done.
Todd Gurley is a beast. I like them 21-10 against the Bucks. And, Prez, I know the Bucks is one of your favorite teams, but they're in a bad place. Famous Jameis threw 5 interceptions against you last week.
Well, yeah, and it would have been more had I had my head on the swivel. And I just want to let you know, I still don't know who that guy is. So when somebody can show me a picture, I do not know who that guy is, and I stand by my previous statement a few weeks ago when I said, who is he? Who is this guy? Get him out of here. Sorry.
Wow. 49ers Seahawks, Wade And Trish, this is a matchup in the NFC West. I know you will be excited for. Is there any way your boy Trishan pulls out a win against Wade? That should be an interesting game, or you think it is just to be a walkaway for the 49ers?
This is a no-brainer. The San Francisco 49ers will go 3-0. And when they go 3-0, they're going to go in style. I expect Carlos Hyde to run for about 150 yards, two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
He will pretty much put that team on his back and will them to victory. No Earl Thomas, no Tyler Lockett, no head coach, no defensive coordinator. I mean, that team is in just disarray, and I expect them to continue to go under.
Yeah, I like 49ers as well. Wade is on a mission. He's been on a mission since he didn't get – he was picked 31, been on a mission, and I think he's going to continue. Jets and Chiefs, I'm going to go with Wise, Chris. Wise is – the Jets is in a bad way. Hackenberg is terrible. That receiving core is a joke. The offensive line is dismal. They can't score. You can't score. You got to win. You can't win games. Chiefs have scored enough points. 17-6, Chris. I like Wise in that matchup.
I'll take the Chiefs as well. Like you said, the folks are in the bad place out there, so we'll go with Wise on this one.
Yeah, we'll definitely touch on the rest of the matchups in a different show. Quickly, Chris, we have like 2 minutes left. As you pick DJ Elm in the UE game of the week, they play in tonight. Is there anything that changes your mind from Austin or anything he said to you that makes you think that he might can get this win today? Is it, or are you still solid on your pick that DJ Elm will take care of business against the Broncos?
I will say this. Austin has a chance.
Mm-hmm.
He's sneaky. He's manipulative. And when I say that, I don't mean that in a bad way. He has a way to manipulate you to think that he's about to do something and then he switches it up, right? And so he's real deceptive on offense and defense with some of the calls, right? So he'll switch up the looks. And with Von Miller coming off the edge, if he can create some pressure, it could be a long day. But no, I do not expect the Broncos to win this game.
I went on record and said the Broncos. I will stand by my pick. It hasn't been anything that changed overnight to make me, or last 48 hours to make me change my mind, Chris. I think Austin needs to get, he's desperate, Chris. When you're desperate, you do crazy things. When, what's the old saying, drowning people don't like to drown alone, so they pull you down with them. He's there. He's drowning. You know, if he doesn't win this game, he's going to have to hide in the chat for a while before he gets another big-time opponent to come, and no one will respect him. Austin wants the respect of his peers. He needs to win this game in Denver. DJ Elm doesn't need to win this game. It's not a make-or-break game because it's week two. But for Austin, even though it's week two, he wants to be elite.
Well,
he's making jokes
this,
at prayers every week. It's tough on him, Chris. He's making jokes, and
listen,
he's putting a lot of pressure on himself.
Listen, this goes out to the Indianapolis coach team. Why you must play inspired, and I'm going to fire you up to win this week. David, it's important that you go out and do your thing in Indianapolis. The city needs you. The governor is running for vice president. They have no leadership. They need you. The city wants you to put that city on its back and carry them to victory. It's time for you to step up and do what's needed in Indianapolis, and that is to come through for this city, come through for this team and your teammates and the ownership of this great organization. You will win this game. You want to know why? Because the blood of Peyton Manning runs through that city, and you will harness that power of the great Peyton Manning tonight, and with surgical precision, dice up the Denver Broncos. You are who we've been waiting for. Let's go, the Indianapolis coach.
Wow, that's powerful speech. That is the final words here on the outside. That is the award-winning co-host, Mr. President. I'm ready to play for DJM and the Indianapolis Coach Organization. Thank you for that speech, Mr. Prez. Get your games played. It's all about the UE. Prez, brother, that's deep stuff, brother. I'm ready to play right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The city needs him, and we're going to make sure that he comes through.
Hello, somebody.